We are learning besides getting Dav Zayin and Beis, and we're starting by the two dots in Zayin and Beis on top of the Amud. Rabbi Yehuda Imam Merekel and Mizrach. And it says what? Akoy Litzafin. The city of Akoy is the border to the north, the border of Eretzol to the north. So Zok to Gemara, Lameim Rel, Tzvayin to Eretzol Kaima. It sounds like Akoy is the most northern city of Eretz Yisrael. Tzvayin to Eretzol Kaima. V'raminu, I'm going to ask you a kasha. Hoy ma'alach, it says in the Tesefta and Alois, Hoy ma'alach ma'akoy lechziv. You're walking from Akoy to Chziv, you're going north. How do you know going north? Because it says, Mimino lemizrach aderech temeya. In your right side, to the east, that means you're going north. If the right side is east, it means you're going north. It says on the right side, haderech temeya mshmeretz amim. That's chutzlar. It's obtur and amaisa, and shvius. It's part of amaisa and shvius. Achi yevada lecha, sheichayevah. Still you know for sure that area, because maybe it's going out of the line, maybe that area is there to show. But stama, that is chutzlar. Mismaila to the left, lemayrib, which is the west, Hadarach Tahira. It's Tahira. Mishum Eretz Amim. It's Tahira. Why? Because it's Eretz Shal. V'chayevus v'maisiv v'shvius achi v'adokha shehi petura. Until you know for sure that it's Pata. Ad Heicha, until we are at Kziv. Rav Shmuel Reis Yom Mishum Hav v'ad Lav Levoi. So what do you see? You see you're going up north. You're going from Akoy to Kziv or Akoy to Lav Levoi. The locha is that the right side is Chutz Laaretz, the left side is, which is Mayriv, is Eretz Shal. But you see you're going north and Eretz Shal is still going north. So first of all, Rashi speaks out, Hashta Mashmalon, the Akka Kaimim Gul Mizracha, that Akka is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Avraham Nosson, you know what Akka is? Where Akka is these days? Where Akka is in Eretz Yisrael? Akka is a port city. It's on the west. It's by the water. So it's a palace, Tamazoi. The Ramban asks his question, Rashi, what are you talking about? It's on the east? Is it near Jordan, Akka? Akka is not near Jordan. Akka is and I know most of them know geography, but Akka is pretty easy. Akka is a port city. The Mediterranean Sea is on the west side of Eretz Yisrael, not on the east side of Eretz Yisrael. And that's where Akka is, or Palestine, but that's time with Kasha. We'll speak out there soon. What? Kziv is north of Akka, the Gemara is saying. North of Akka. We don't know. No, that I don't know already. Kziv, I don't know if it's around anymore these days. It might be in the middle of Syria or Lebanon. Akkaponim. So Akka lechziv, but what's the our Gemara's Kasha is not that. Our Gemara's Kasha is that Akka is not the most northern city. Because there's a city more north. Either Lav Levoi or Kziv is more north. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Agav, I'm telling you, the Rashi says, Hashta Mashva is on the east side. Because, why? We're saying to the right side, to the east, is Chutzlaretz. To the west is Eretz Yisrael. So it must be on the east. That's what Rashi's saying. So, but the Gemara's Kasha is that Achaira, Akka, you see, is not the most northern place. And for
who asked on Rashi about these?
The Ramban.
What?
He learned the Gemara a different way. Ayin Shom. He learns it more a different way. So, Kaponim, and for the Gemara, Mabaya, Ritzua, Nafka. The Gemara answers, that's not Shver about the north. Really, Akkoy is the most northern city. There is a strip that leaves Akkoy and reaches to Kziv. But when talking in the mainland of Eretz Yisrael, Akkoy is the most suffering place, northern place. And Kziv goes out from Ritzua. And then we said from the right to the left, we went to the Ritzua. Zokta, Meiri, and others. That when the Gemara answers this, we could put Akkoy, not like the picture we have in the Gemara, we could put Akkoy now in the Ma'ariv. Put Akkoy in the Ma'ariv. Because the whole problem was, because it says on the right side is Chutzlar, the left side is Eretz Yisrael, that's Shver, if we're talking about the mainland of Eretz Yisrael. But now we're talking about Ritzua. So you're right, the Akkoy was a port city. There's a little Ritzua, a little strip, leaving Akkoy, going to Chziv. That strip was not mamish on the coastline. It was a little bit move over to the east a little bit. So there you can say, on the east of it is Chutz Laaretz, on the west of it is Eretz Yisrael. But you can still, now you can change and say, Akkoy Taka is on the Ma'ariv. That's what Rishayim speak out. Akkoy is on the what?
Kziv itself is what?
It could be anywhere. We don't know. We don't know. We don't have any document now what Kziv is.
No,
Kziv is north. It's more north, but it's not the mainland. Yes. Because that's how it works. Right, because we're talking about the mainland. We're giving you the tour of the mainland. Of course, there's some cities that jut out this way and that way. That's not what we're talking about. The mainland of Eretz Yisrael is this part. Akkoy, Rekem, there might be something that juts out, but or Ritzua juts out. But the mainland of Eretz Yisrael ends by Akkoy. Like the picture. You look at the picture, the mainland, they're actually making the picture also. Some pictures make that it's Akkoy is half Eretz Yisrael, half Chutz Laaretz. Gubayt on Toysus and Beis Amaral. But Akkoponim, it's the Akkoy is the end of the mainland. So that's the answer. Great thing, Gemara. The Yav Tana Simana Hachi. Does the Tana give you one Ritzua and use it as a simon? And like we care about little strips. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And for the Gemara in yeah, Kronami Yav Simana. Even the Pasuk gives simon with a strip of land. The Chesiv says in the Pasuk, Vayomru, the Pasuk says, Vayomru, Hinecha, Pasuk Shaifdim, Hinecha Hashem Beshiloi, Miyam Yamimoi, Hashem, it's where's Shiloi? Hashem, it's Svoinel of Beisel, it's north of Beiskel, Mizracha Hashem Eshle Mesila, to the east of the Mesila, Ha'oilam of Beisel, that goes from Beiskel, Shema, goes to Shem, Uminegev Lvoina, and Shiloh is to the south of Lvoina. So you see, we say Mizrach HaShemesh of the Mesila, so we see we use the Mesila as a landmark, and we say Mizrach of the Mesila, so even the Pasuk uses that. Barah Papalim, Mizrach of the Mesila, means the Mizrach of the Mesila, so you see already, from the Pasuk already, that it uses the Mesila as a simon. Tosfos is bothered by the whole question, but like upon him, what was the whole Gemara's question? That's not chashuv to use a ritzua, but the ayin shama taisis. But Akapanim was saying that Akai has a mesila, a ritzua coming out of it, and it's not shver that Tana made a whole big deal of it and said the mizrach of this is this, and sofer and mairev of the mesila is this, because we find the psukim ready deal and use the mesila as a landmark and talk about a mizrach or mairev of a mesila. Back to Hilchos Gittin. Tana chada. I maybe get, truth is, Akka has to do Hilchos Gittin, also with a little geography. But Tanach Adah, I maybe get Mesvina, Kemevi Beretz Yisrael. We're talking about right now a Nahar in Eretz Yisrael. You have a, let's say the Kinneret, you're in a boat in the Kinneret, and you ride to get there, and then you pull up the Tveria. Do you have a say for your Nichta, for your Nechtam or not? Is it considered that it came from Chutz Laaretz or not? So the first Brisa says, I maybe get Mesvina, Kemevi Beretz Yisrael. Since you bring a get in a svina, it's like you brought it in Eretz Yisrael. Matanya idach is another price that says kemei v'chutz la'aretz, that it's like it came from chutz la'aretz. Omrav Yirmiyah, so it's a stira. One price says like you like in Eretz Yisrael. The other man the Yama says it's like in chutz la'aretz, and we'll handle the kashrus in a second. Let's just get the Turas HaGemara. I'm sure people think of good questions. Omrav Yirmiyah, like kashrus, the stira is not shver. Why? Horav Yehuda Rabbanon. One's Rav Yehuda, one's Rabbanon. That's not linked to the Mishnah. Off of Chutz La'aretz above a Svina La'aretz. You have Eretz Yisrael, you have a boat, and in the boat is earth, and you start growing fruits and vegetables. The Shail is Chayiv Ma'aseh Nat. So the Halacha is Chayiv Ma'aseh V'Shvi'itz. Rashi says, we're talking about a Svina that's made out of a Cheres, doesn't need a hole. Usually, a Otzitz needs an Otzitz Nakum, needs a hole in it to be able to be Yoinik from the ground. Here it was made out of a Cheres. Rashi learns that Cheres is something that you can be Yoinik even without a hole in it. Mashenkin 8 needs a hole. Wood needs a hole. But Cheres not need a hole. So here, the Tanakama holds that it's in the water. It'll still be Yoinik from the Karka. And therefore, it's Yoinik from the Karka of Eretz Yisrael. It's Chayiv Maisav HaShvi'is. Om Rav Yehuda, no. Amos Tav is not just Sfina Gesheshes. Only the Sfina is touching the ground. Ava Eino Sfina Gesheshes parted. And the Sfina is not touching the ground. That's part from Chumas and Maisers. So what are we answering? We're answering, the man of the Yoma says that maybe it's Charles is like the Tanakamo's Chai Maiz of Shvius. Rav Yehuda holds that as long as it's not touching the ground, it's not Chai Maiz of Shvius, he'll hold it in Chos Laaretz. So what's the Pella? The Shaila is, what has it got to do with Chai Maiz of Shvius? We know the Gzera of Fani Nichta Fani Nechtam is either because of Ein Bikin L'Shma or Ein the Mitzun L'Kaimai. Here, so, is it Matsun L'Kayimai L'Shma? What does it got to do with if you like planting it, you have to take Meiser? It's a Pella. Hold Gemara's a Pella.
Don't you only have to take Meiser?
Yeah.
So that's what it's doing. If you're not.
Yeah, but I know, but this. Right. I'm just sorry. So, it's what you're saying, because it's Nishtan and Nair Yisrael. But the cash is that something is Nair Yisrael, sometimes, even if it's Nair Yisrael, it could be. Don't say funny enough. If it's Gemiri, I'm Shiaris Mitzuyos. So here in the Sfina, what makes it Shiaris Mitzuyos? You say, let me see if there's a lot of people here who could scream. Oh, part of the mice. Oh, there's no one here. Like, what chayches? Because it's part of the mice now. Oh, no one comes now. Or now you lost your mind. Now you lost your marbles. You're bikini l'shma. Oh, it's part of the mice. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I don't do l'shma. What does that do with it? That's the question. So the teretz is what you mean to say. What Mice means to say is there's halacha shloit hakloy b'dinah sayam. There's halacha that we make a loy plug with Yisyom. Who holds that? Not the Tanakam, but Rabbi Eliezer, which is a kasha. Rabbi Eliezer holds, so it's haklam in Yisyom. Once something is in Chutz La'aretz, even if they are b'kiyum l'shma, we made a loy plug, it's Chutz La'aretz. So it's like this, Sfira of Yehuda, since it's Chutz La'aretz, so that's why it needs filling up the nechtam, because it's loy taklak. Mashenki Rabbanon holds, it's Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it's no loy taklak. The problem is that Tanakam holds that muvlois, which is b'kiyum l'shma, and shiaris mitzuyos, which is the case of Kralud Malud, according to Tanakhama, of lawyers don't say for Nechem Erechtam. So what's going on here? So this Gemara is going contra Rabbi Eliezer? So Dr. Ramban, yeah, it's going contra Rabbi Eliezer, the sugya. But Tais says not like that. Tais says, in the Rimas Chaha, Gora hocham mavlois tleil. It's worse than mavlois. It's worse than mavlois. Now, why is it worse? So the Achrayim talk about that. The Achrayim say that Tiferes Yaakov is one of them that says, pshat, that mavlois are at least one guf, one land mass with Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it's like tachlik. Mashaken water is cholak of nikat v'yatzmai. So there you could say that there, even the Tanakam will agree, so tachlam dinas yam, could separate from Eretz Yisrael. Similar to that's what he says. Separate from Eretz Yisrael. That's what he says. Both the Chassam Sofer and the Pnei Yeshua speak at Klohir, so tachlak. It's really a Tosfos. Tosfos Rasa Otzitz, around two lines from the bottom, Tosfos Otzitz, he says, Klohir, so tachlam dinas yam. That's the Pshat over here. That's the Pshat in our Gemara is, so tachlam dinas yam. So remember, so we're saying, it's a dim dinas yam, therefore, so tachlak, mer dinas yam.
How's it mean dinas yam? It's an Eretz Yisrael.
So you, 2 minutes ago you were saying that Tachai Maisa makes Medina Siyam. Now you go the other way?
Yeah.
Okay, good Kasha. It's the Teretz is, it's called Medina Siyam because you're part of Maisa. That's what makes Medina Siyam. It's Chustar, you're part of Maisa. And then so Tachai Medina Siyam. Abaya Oma. Maisa, Moshe explained both Machloikas both ways. We're both Bandi Oma Maisa. Abaya Oma. That is Machloikas over here, if it's Chayiv or not. Really, more saying not like that. More saying if it's totally Chayiv Maisa. But like this. If it's Chayiv Maisa, as near its Shol, so then you're right. There you don't have to say like Tachai Chayiv. Kadir could just say because it's Bekim Mashmaim, Eidim Mitzvah Kaima. But when it's in Chust, when we call it Chustar, they need the var, it's like Tachav Yisam, because really it's an Eretz Yisrael, like you're asking. Teretz is to make a light plug in Chustar. Abayama, Hava Rabbi Yehuda, they both give you a sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Like Kasha, Kamas Bansha, Ein Sfinigas Sheshes, and you Potter Meiser, then you say, Befalei Nechta Venechtam. Kamas Sfinigas Sheshes, Gesheshes means touching the ground. If it's touching the ground, then you chayiv ma'aser. Then you won't say before you nechmar nechdam. And I got a few ways we explained it. The Rosh Hashanah really asks that why don't we say that really it's a kuliyama like the Rabbanon who hold that you are chayiv in ma'aser. The kuliyama like that, you chayiv in ma'aser. But the shaila is that why don't we say the nafkamina is says. Because he asked the kash, the chariot, the dafka Rabbi Yehuda, you could have said, not, kuliyama is like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rosh Hashanah says, kuliyama is like Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees, like Rabbi Yehuda, you're potter ma'aser. What's the machlokes? If you hold like the Tana Kamo, you hold like Rabbi Gamil, or like Rabbi Eliezer. That's what the Rosh Hashanah said. You could say this. The kuliyama, it's potter ma'aser. It's then like Medina Siyam. The machlokes is, one Tana holds, like our Tana Kamo, that Mavlo is. Are potter in Tfani Nechlechtam. The other man home holds like Rabbi Eliezer. That's what Shash asks. Shmak Akasha. You could have said it's totally Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakam of our Mishnah, who argue about Mavlois. That's the killing of the two Mishnahs here, the two Brises here. That's what he says. One more Gemara. Rabbi Zeira, Ochitz Nokov, Munagabi say this. This is Tama Alocha in Hilchas Maestris. You have an Ochitz Nokov, means an Ochitz that has a hole, made out of wood, that has a hole in it. Hamunagabi say this. It's sitting on these poles. Bonu l'machleik, it's not touching the ground. So bonu l'machleik is Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. So l'machleik is Rav Yehuda v'Rabbanan. Why? We saw Rabbanan hold that even the water is being mafsik, it can be yoinik from the ground. It could be sustained from the ground. And Rav Yehuda says, no, it has to touch. So here, same l'machleikas. Is it touching or not? Omer Rava, no, it's not the same l'machleikas. Because mechalik. Dilma lo yad kan l'kar Rav Yehuda ha'asam elabes svina su l'vroyach. Maybe dafka a svina that's moving, on top of chesem alav, a svina that's moving is not yoinik from the ground because it's moving. Maybe it's not, even though it's not touching the ground, but since it's not moving, maybe it could be yoinik from the ground. So maybe Rehuda agrees in there. Inami all the way. Adkan karabonon hosom el besvino doli mafsik avir. There's no ear in between. The mayik aras michdamia. The water is the conduit to bring the yoinika from the ground to the boat. Mashenkin of otz the mafsik avir. There's avir in between. Maybe loy. So therefore, it won't be totally the same machlokes. It could be a new machlokes. If avir in between, on one hand it's stationary, on the other hand there's avir in between. How do you look at that? So it doesn't have to be the machlokes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. But upon him, so far we were holding back to our sugya. We have a steer about a boat. If you have a sefer nechum nechum, was right now learning machlokes is Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan if it's chayiv and meiser. And then Metzshem on tomorrow's shir, we'll see a new pshat in the machlokes between the two brises if a mabesvina has sefer nechum nechum.